Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Like, the Rangers over the last 3 years, to their credit, completed this on-the-fly rebuild. They got an ultra-talented team. They still have a legitimate chance at the President's Trophy. So all I'm saying is, when it's the third straight year of being really good, what do you want me to do? Sit here and say, hey, just have fun in the playoffs. We'll see what happens. You never know. No. The expectations are raised. So it's all right. You want to troll the Islanders? Troll the Islanders. I'll give you one piece of advice. Don't let them in the playoffs.
Oh, no, that's not true.
Don't let them in the playoffs. Don't allow the possibility that the New York Islanders and the New York Rangers are matched up in the first round. Don't do it.
I'm begging for
it. Not a good idea. You could beg for it, but you'd be making a mistake.
Did I miss the big Islander all-in trade deadline move here?
They didn't do it. No, they did not make any aggressive trade at the trade deadline. You're right. No, a good call. Good analysis.
I will sign today for the team that does nothing but blow leads and the team that also didn't think themselves worthy enough of adding anything. I will sign on the dotted line that that is the layup first round series.
First of all, what the hell did the Rangers add? You didn't add anything impactful. While Carolina got better and Florida got better.
We added Alex Wenberg, who's a dynamic third line center.
Impactful. Did Carolina get better?
Sure.
Did Florida get better?
You know what?
So
cancel the season. You can only win championship on deadline deal.
No. You mocked the Islanders for doing nothing. I'm basically saying they did close to nothing.
The Rangers at least tinkered.
Did the Rangers or Islanders need to do something?
Yeah, I think both. If they both want to win a Stanley Cup, of course.
Well, the Islanders definitely needed to do something.
But I think the Islanders are in a different situation.
Of course they are.
The Rangers are deeper today.
Why are you comparing them then?
He did. See, this is the problem with
Sarai. No, because you said don't allow the Islanders in the playoffs. Your sister's ass. Bring them in the playoffs and bring them on. We tinker with our roster. We added another defenseman. We added two more forwards. We're better. We already were better. And you know your team is pathetic and sucks, and we want them in the first round.
All that could be true. Guess what? You don't want them in the playoffs, though.
Yes, we do.
You don't want any of that in the playoffs.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't. Because you can't live with the result, Sean.
What are you talking about? I can't live with the result. I can't live with a Ranger sweep.
What? See, look at this. He's doing the touch the money arrogant thing. Worked so well for you last year with the Devils,
you
didn't it?
You think the Islanders would beat the Rangers in a first-round series?
I think they could, bro.
Come on.
I think they could. And you know what? I think that's dangerous for you. You don't want to face a team when the pressure's on you. Because the pressure's on you. The pressure ain't on me.
The pressure's not on them. It doesn't matter if it's the freaking Detroit Red Wings or the Islanders the Rangers play in the first round. It would be a major disappointment if they lose anyway. Either way, I'm going to be sick to my stomach, putting my hand down in my pants. I don't want that no matter who they play.
Times it by 10 if you lose to the Islanders.
Why?
And you know it.
Why? Because you come in here and taught me for a day?
Shut up.
Not me. You live on Long Island, dude. There's a rivalry. Stop pretending like losing to the Red Wings would be the same as losing to the Islanders.
There is a rivalry. But you know what? They're peasants. It doesn't matter. They win that series
and they lock in. Keep your mouth.
My life ain't
going to
be any little less of living
hell. Keep running your mouth. Just understand. I said the same thing to Beningo.
Peasant
franchise.
Said the
same thing to him. I said, Joe, you know it deep down. Don't let the Islanders in the playoffs. And you know what Joe said in such a respectful way? Very different than you. He said, quote, I think we'll beat the Islanders. Same thing as him. But...
No, he's saying, I know they'll beat the Islanders.
Right, then you're right. He went to, I know, Joe went to, I think we will. But he understands the risk that's involved. He understands the idea of facing a local rival in the first round of the playoffs. You don't want that. So keep talking a big game. Because guess what? I was on that side, and I never wanted it. I'm not a hypocrite,
because you root for peasant franchises.
No, I root for the Nets, the same team you root for. I didn't want anything to do with the Knicks in the first round.
Right.
Because I knew, Tiki.
This was in the KD era.
During the KD era. Because my attitude was, we'll probably beat them, but.
If we don't, we'll never live it down. type of thing.
Right.
I get it. Look, I can understand
Thank
that.
You.
Sean's just not willing to hear it.
I'm not. Because I don't think it's possible. B, you know what? I'll take my lumps for a day and I'll get right back on the horse and be the same arrogant jackass I've always been.
You know why, deep down? Because he already won a Stanley Cup. Back in the middle of February when they had the stadium series, he already won his cup. So in his mind, it's like, I've already won it.
And you know what? You're right. If you beat us in the first round, we'll always have the stadium series. Take that.
But I tell you this. I almost beat the Rangers in the first round. That's my Stanley Cup. I ain't gonna lie. Because in my lifetime, I've only seen the Rangers and Islanders play one time in the postseason. One time in my lifetime. And that did not go well for the New York Islanders. All I can hear in my head is Howie Rose, the great Howie Rose, at the time the Ranger announcer, saying, and I quote, "And that, my friend, shall bury the New York Islanders." So, give it to me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.